Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
It is impossible to preach the gospel without preaching redemption. In order to preach scriptural redemption, one must teach that redemption involves, first of all, the purchase of a former possession which was lost. Something cannot be bought back if it was never possessed in the first place. The scripture plainly indicates that Christ had an elect bride given to him before the foundation of the world, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Redemption involves a particular object to be purchased. There can be no such thing as a general redemption, because redemption involves the purchase of a particular object. The Lord Jesus Christ has bought his people with his own blood. In verse 7 of Ephesians 1, Paul says, "We have redemption." The "we" has reference to the chosen in verse 4. Redemption involves a particular time for the purchase. The Lord Jesus came into the world at a specific time which was ordained for him to come. But now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Redemption involves a definite price. He has paid the exact price necessary for the redemption of his people. The law demands the death of a sinner. He has poured out his life's blood to purchase our redemption. We have redemption through his blood. And redemption involves a completed transaction. Where there is no finished work, there can be no redemption. The Lord has accomplished exactly what he set out to do. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. The glorious message of the gospel is that Jesus Christ has taken our sins by imputation upon his back and paid our sin debt and imputing his righteousness to us. Blow ye the trumpet, blow the gladly solemn sound. Let poor insolvents know to earth's remotest bound. The year of Jubilee is come. Return, ye ransomed sinners, home. Do you rejoice in the complete redemption which Christ has purchased? My soul.